Welcome to Evolution of Self with me, Britannia, consciousness coach and trainer, advanced Ho'oponopono practitioner and general consciousness explorer. In this podcast, I'm going to cover everything that you will need to know to make the shift from a life of automated survival into one of conscious self-awareness. Join me for an insightful, fun and real program with tools and insights that you can take away and apply directly to your own life. I'm going to speak to you about completion. And this is actually a topic I normally bring up around about this time of year. But I wasn't going to do it this year until I went for a run this morning. And after I'd finished my one run, I was wandering along and just pondering various things. And I suddenly became aware that the things that I was thinking about were creative things. So what I was actually thinking about is cooking supper, Christmas lunch with my kids. And they both cook, but they're not used to sort of planning a big occasion meal. And in my mind, I was thinking, oh, it'd be really useful for them to know, you know, about planning for things like this. The fact that some things you've got to plan almost 2 or 3 days ahead before the meal so that you can ensure that everything runs smoothly and you don't spend the whole day up to your eyeballs in food, or cooking food rather. And the reason I'm sharing this is because as we come towards the end of the year, and this is generally why I tend to share this topic at this time of the year, it's the end, obviously, of the year and the start of a new year, and a bit like the close of a chapter and the start of a new chapter. And it's a time when you can reflect and think about your life, and also a time to make certain decisions. And I like it because it's got like a clean cutoff time. And instead of making New Year's resolutions, there are a couple of things I like to do. And one of them is to reflect back on the year, to look at the things that I want to take into the next year, the positive things that I've learned, the things that I've created and done and that I'm proud of. And then there's other things that, complications in life, things that were unpleasant that I want to complete. It doesn't mean ignoring them and brushing them on the carpet. It means either forgiveness for something that happened. It means tidying something up and finishing it so that it's done and dusted and complete. It means looking back on things that maybe hurt you and learning the lessons from them so that you can take the positive and leave the rest behind. Because who we are as people can get really cluttered up and full of all sorts of heavy things. Anger, hurt, frustration, stress, and all sorts of things. And as I've said, the end of the year is a really nice sort of time to sort of look at those things and decide and be very purposeful about your life as to what you want in it, what you want to include, and what you want to leave behind. Now, the reason I brought up me walking along and pondering and thinking of my sons joining me at Christmas was because I became very aware that I wasn't worrying about things. I wasn't hashing over old conversations about things. I wasn't stressed about something and trying to problem solve something. I wasn't dwelling on something that had upset me. I was positively thinking about something that I wanted to do. I was creating into my future. I was happy and excited and looking forward to something, which is the one really reliable sign that you are not holding things that are incomplete within you. Because when we have things that are incomplete, our thoughts dwell on them. Our thoughts worry over them and try to problem solve them and try to solve them. Because the purpose of our subconscious is to ensure our survival. And if there are things in our environment, in our life, that threaten that survival in some way or threaten our happiness, then our mind tends to think about them and try to sort them out. And that's the best way that you can find that you have incompletions in your life. If this topic interests you and you think you might have some completions you might need help with, I'm also doing a course that I do most years between December and January, the 1st of January, to help people through those incompletions, to take you through different processes that you can use to complete the things that are outstanding in your life so that you can face the new year complete and whole and excited and looking forward to what the new year will hold for you. If you are interested, then if you just check in the show notes below, or if this is posted on social media, I think I'll most likely put a link in the comments section below as well. So in either of those two places, you should find a link to this course if you want to join me. If not, have a fabulous week. I think there's a couple of weeks still till Christmas, so I won't wish you happy Christmas just yet. But I hope you, if you celebrate it, I hope you're enjoying getting ready for it. I'm sitting here with my Christmas tree done. I've just put up some decorations and some lights outside, so I'm beginning to feel all Christmassy, and it's really quite wonderful. So have a stunning week, and lots of love from me to you.